be scared, but wake up.
Oh my gosh. You don't know how glad I am to see you. I think I have to guess, but you're how old? Oh my god, thank god. Oh, finally, a boy that's my age. The last person to stay in this room was a little girl who wouldn't shut up about her dolls, and the one before that was some poor old woman in a hospital bed. So I finally have someone visiting me that can help me out. Oh, sorry. You're probably wondering who this girl is sitting on your bed. My name is Anne. I used to live in this house until I had an accident, and don't freak out about this next part, but I sort of died. Freak accident. Fell down the stairs. Snapped my neck. So I'm a ghost now. See? I glow! Isn't it cute? Don't worry, though. I'm not one of those spooky, scream-in-your-face-and-move-stuff-around types. I mean, I've had my days, but you don't need to be scared. See, like all ghosts, I'm here because I have unresolved business. But I don't want revenge on the stairs or whoever made the rug that I tripped on. I guess you could say I'm more like, what's that movie that girl was watching? Casper. Right. But the type of play I'm interested in is a little more adult. And that's why I'm so glad to see that a boy is finally here. I'd been on a couple of dates when I was alive, but I still hadn't done anything with a boy yet. Considered really improper back when I was alive. And I thought maybe we could do things together. I mean, I don't mean to sound weird or anything, but I kind of watched you last night, and it seems like you would be really well equipped for the job. I thought you might not mind maybe getting a helping hand to take care of it. So, what do you think? Would you consider being friends with benefits with a ghost girl? 'Cause I'd be here to take that cock of yours every single night. Maybe it would help if I showed you the goods. You'll have to excuse the clothes. You have to wear what you died in for all of eternity, so keep that in mind. Give me a second. So, what do you think of my tits? That's the good thing about dying young, is they'll always look this good. My nipples are so hard. I mean, it's cold in the afterlife, so they always are, but they're probably extra hard from, well, getting kind of excited showing myself off to you. Now, don't freak out on me. If it's okay, I'm gonna climb on top of you so I can kiss you. It might feel a little weird having my spirit on top of you. Your lips are so soft. And alive. Would you play with my tits? I've materialized enough that you won't pass through me. Sorry if I'm being a little bit forward. Getting laid has been on my mind for years. Come on. Don't be shy. Your hands are so warm. Oh, God, I've missed the touch of a live person so badly. God. Grab them both. Work them over real good. Just squeeze them. It feels like something else has come back to life. I'm gonna pull the covers back. I was dying watching you play with it last night, but now I can get a good long look at it. Oh, even better up close. I hope you don't mind. I'm gonna play with it. Oh gosh. It's so hard and warm and hard. Oh my God. I've been dying to do this. No, pun intended. Oh, baby. You don't know how good your dick feels inside of my hand. Wrapping my little fingers around your fat shaft. The way the head is pulsing, I guess you must be excited. Is that pre-cum? Oh my God, I have to taste it. Oh my God. You taste so good. My friend Abigail loved giving head, so let's see what all the fuss is about. Okay. I can definitely see why she likes that. My ghostly little pussy is aching to have this inside of me. You don't mind if we fuck, do you? Good. I was hoping you'd play along. Now, I might be a little cold. So, just keep that in mind. Feel how wet I am. I mean, you could normally stick it right into me anyways, but you are gonna slide inside of me so easily. Sorry, I need to kind of go slowly until you push past my... ow! Fuck! Fuck! Oh, give me a second. I might be dead, but I still have feelings, and that hurts. Just let me hold you here for a minute. Does it feel okay? Having the tip of your cock in my ghost pussy? I've heard from other ghosts that we're supposed to feel better. Okay, I think I've started to get used to you. I'm gonna start moving. Play with my tits. Squeeze them good. Fuck my God. Why did I have to wait this long? Come on, big guy. Fuck me. Grab these tits and fuck that big cock up into me. You don't need to come into a tissue anymore, hun. You can just come right up inside of me. Fuck. Fuck. You don't be scared. You can fuck me as hard as you want. You're not gonna break me. Fuck. I love the way that my clit is rubbing into you. Take your hand, wrap me there. Fuck. When you're done, you get to come inside me. No, I don't care. I want you to. I want to feel your hot come inside of me. Oh, God. Oh, faster, please. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, God. Oh, I'm so glad that realtor didn't tell your parents about me. Because we can do this every night. Oh, I love this big cock. No, if you say no, I'll haunt the shit out of you. I'm sorry. I'm really just kidding. I couldn't resist. Fuck. Fuck. Of you. Okay. You can try to get some sleep. I'll go back into the walls until tomorrow. Hey, watch this. I'll make myself invisible and you can watch your cum float through the air as I leave. Woo! Bye.